on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to go over, including your emails that were asking some pretty great questions. So I had to go do my research, and I'm glad I did, because there, wow, there are things out there that are just being misrepresented. So I want to make sure that you know what you're getting into and who's behind it. This is the way we do it. All right. It's the Monica J. Show, but it's your show. I want to hear from you. I want to know what's going on, but I want to also give you a little bit of information. Thank you for all of the requests for the voting list I was going through yesterday for Washoe County. Again, it was for Washoe County, and hopefully got all those set out. I'd rather have you request it from me than put it on the website, because it's in a numbers program in a grid, so it's difficult to transfer. At least for me, it's difficult to transfer because I'm not very computer illiterate. I just, you know, poke. But if you email me at monica@991fmtalk.com, I will definitely send it to you. I had a few things that I wanted to get out this morning before I start going into the ballot questions and things like that, because I received this email from Eileen specifically on question 4. And I definitely want to go over that with you. But first off, I want to talk to you about, I know, it's getting so old, but I want to talk to you about Black Lives Matter. Okay. Going to give you this quote to kick it all off. The government's war on poverty has transformed poverty from a short-term misfortune into a career choice. That's from Harry Brown. Harry knew what he was talking about. Harry passed away in March of 2006. And so here we are 14 years later, and it's even worse. Even worse. Why do I say that? Because we have socialism being pushed on us from the left. And I want to tell you about the people who are doing it. Because you have to know what you're up against. This was an interesting story that I found, and it's hysterical because of the answer that Snopes gave, because people started researching it. And what that is a story came out about Susan Rosenberg. Susan Rosenberg. Okay. Here's the original story, and then we'll get to the fact-checking organization. Originally from New York City, Rosenberg was an active member of several revolutionary left-wing groups and movements during the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. In November of 84, she was arrested in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, after police said that she and an associate, Timothy Blunk, were found transferring 740 pounds of explosives, an Uzi submachine gun, an M14 rifle, a rifle with a telescope sight, a sawed-off shotgun, 3 9-millimeter handguns, and boxes of ammunition from a car into a storage locker. Now, Rosenberg was tried and convicted on the following charges: conspiracy to possess unregistered firearms, receive firearms and explosives shipped in interstate commerce while a fugitive, and unlawfully use of false identification documents, possession of unregistered destructive devices, I'm guessing that would be the explosives, possession of unregistered firearms, 2 counts actually, carrying explosives during commission of a felony, possession with intent to unlawfully use false identification documents, false representation of social security number, possession of counterfeit social security cards. So why do I bring up Susan Rosenberg? Because she runs the fundraising arm for Black Lives Matter. You know, Black Lives Matter, who donates pretty much directly to the Democrat Party under the guise of Act Blue. That was rather clever on how they worked that out. You know, Black Lives Matter, no money of the millions upon millions of dollars that they've received that actually go to the Black community for anything? Oh, wait a minute. They do go a little bit to the Black community. One of their organizers being arrested for spending the money on himself, over $200,000. How many families could that have helped? Interesting. So I wanted to make sure that I had it right, you know, on this whole Black Lives Matter thing, because I would like to see it listed as a domestic terrorist organization, right along with Antifa, which is awfully funny because if you go on to the Black Lives Matter website, they remove their mission statement. Fortunately, there were screenshots, you know, that saved their mission statement, but I thought that was rather interesting. So I wanted to make sure I was bringing you good information. So I went to Snopes to figure this out. And it's amazing on what they say. And this is all information, again, that you can get on your own. So Snopes is saying, you know, the yes and no's of what is true. So let me just go through with you what they found. It's designated as a mixture. What is true? Susan Rosenberg has served as vice chair on the board of directors for Thousand Currents, an organization that provides fundraising and fiscal sponsorship for the Black Lives Matter global movement. She was an active member of revolutionary left-wing movements whose illegal activities included bombing U.S. government buildings and committing armed robberies. Now, this is the funny part. What's undetermined for Snopes. In the absence of a single universally agreed definition of terrorism, it is a matter of subjective determination as to whether the actions for which Rosenberg was convicted and imprisoned, possession of weapons and hundreds of pounds of explosives, should be described as acts of domestic terrorism. Did you understand what I just read to you? They are saying, because people have different definitions for terrorism. You know, somebody terrorizing you at school, that could be not bullying, that's terrorism. Yeah, it's all in how you look at it, I guess. So even though she is and was an active member of revolutionary movements with illegal activities, including bombing U.S. government buildings, they disagree with calling her a terrorist. That's just how Snopes works. I wonder if the stripper still runs this thing. Yeah. Oh, well. Have you supported Black Lives Matter at all? Do you realize if you have what you are supporting? You are not supporting a bunch of misguided teens on a street corner or in front of our legislature, in front of our Capitol building, laying down in the street to show they want change. No. When you put a black square on your social media, when you donate money, when you donate time or your kids, you are supporting a domestic terror organization that does nothing, nothing whatsoever to enhance, build anything. Anything in the black community. Now, I found this very interesting because I wanted to do a little bit more research because you're the investigators now. So this came out as a list of the major donors to BLM. Google, 12 million. Facebook, 10 million. Amazon, 10 million. Apple, which I am so disgusted to say, have a Apple book sitting on my lap and an iPhone in my hand, $100 million. Target, $10 million. Home Depot, $1 million. EA Games, $1 million. And the list goes on and on. H&M, your favorite clothes, maybe. Kind of cheap to me. $500,000. Tom's Shoes, $100,000. You know, Tom's shoes are pretty expensive because they have lived out by that philosophy of you buy one, they donate one. It's like, no, you buy one, you're actually buying two. That's why they're so expensive. And they're donating in their name one. Coca-Cola, $2.5 million. So we've got Wendy's, $500,000. McDonald's, $1 million. Nike, of course, $40 million. Lululemon, $100,000. Warby Parker, those eyeglasses, $1 million. The Gap, so Athleta, Old Navy, Gap, $250,000. Levi's, $200,000. Spanx, $200,000. Peloton, $500,000. United Health Group, $10 million. Anastasia Beauty, $1 million. Honest Beauty, $100,000. The reason that I go over all of these companies with you is if you shop at these companies, you put money into these companies, that money is now going to BLM. But in some of these cases, this is where you have to do your research. In some of these cases, not all of it, or even any of it, Some are putting it into organizations, which you can't be upset with, at least I don't think. Organizations that actually do things for the Black community, which is absolutely awesome. And the reason I say that is because, yes, I agree that there have been a lot of people of color that I just looked at. I ran out of time. So I'm going to come back after this quick break, and I'm going to explain why some of these are actually good donations. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. Answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Are you planning on listening to or watching the presidential debate tonight? Love to hear your answer on that. Already have a few grumblers out there. No. Same old, same old. Yeah, I'm going to be definitely watching and listening very closely. Because Biden has a tendency to, you know, spout things off that just aren't true. Okay, about 81% are saying yes, they're going to do it. Either, you know, listen to it right here, starting at 5 o'clock on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Or you can join me at Paisans. We're giving away a lot of really cool Trump stuff tonight. Stuff I hope you are proud of. We're going to start that up at 5:30 tonight, too. That costs, though, that's $25 to get in. And that's just for the food. It's not a moneymaker or a fundraiser. It's just a bunch of people getting together and having a really good time playing trivia and laughing at Biden. Okay, here's what I want you to know about especially the smaller companies that have been, oh, let's just say it, it's extortion, okay, that their arms have been twisted into donating, but they did it the right way. They didn't actually donate to Black Lives Matter. What they donated to and promised to do was donate to Black charities, which is so much better because then you know, well, with the way charities go nowadays, at least 80% of those might actually get into the community. But you might come across a charity called Equal Justice Initiative. Now, this is different from the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is totally liberal. But the EGI.org, the Equal Justice Initiative, is a nonprofit organization. It's based in Montgomery, Alabama. And it provides legal representation to prisoners who may have been wrongly convicted of crimes, poor prisoners without effective representation, and other who may be denied a fair trial. That sounds like a wonderful organization. Because we have seen poor people. We have seen people that have been misrepresented. People who have been put in jail for crimes that either they didn't even commit or that are so petty, yet they got 30 years. You know, a lifetime sentence for a grandma with some pot? Yeah. And then you have rapists in other states that get out in 4 years? Our justice system is screwed up. from each individual state to the federal government. And it needs to be looked at desperately. Why? Because there are people who are truly committing heinous crimes that it's a slap on the wrist. And then you have others who get lifetime sentences who are often, you know, 20, 25 years for good behavior. I'm sorry. A lifetime sentence means you die in prison. Our justice system is screwed up. We need to work on fixing it. How do you do that? Start at the bottom level. Start with the elections. Make sure the judges that you elect are doing the jobs that they are supposed to do without corruption. All right, Mark, stay on the line because we've got to take a Fox News break here, but I definitely want to hear your opinion on Black Lives Matter. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 35 days away from the most important election in our lifetime right now, let me tell you. Are you going to listen to or watch the presidential debate tonight? We will be having it right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So wherever you're at, you can take us with you and listen live on our podcast, or not our podcast, on our live stream. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for bringing us the poll question. Yesterday's question, do you think Joe Biden will put a lid on the debate and cancel? 45% of those participating in the poll said yes. 55% said no. I thought it was getting close because a certain someone who Biden had recently visited, Governor Northam, has tested positive for COVID. So we'll see how it goes tonight. Because that was always my thought was, he's going to test positive for COVID, and they're going to say, no, we have to either do it from here in an isolated location. We can't do it face to face. So, hey, we got a few more hours. I'm still waiting. Speaking of waiting, Mark has waited through the Fox News update. So let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Just the last couple of things on BLM. So Black Lives Matter. Mark, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, is if Black Lives Matter matters as much as they say they do, why are black people killing black people? As
Mark, you still there?
I have one question.
Oh, you
yes,
fell out.
You can't hear me?
You dropped out. You dropped out. Say that again.
Okay. If Black Lives Matter as much as they say they do, why are black people killing black people at such an alarming rate around the United States? That would be my one question to you. My second question to you would be, is there any possible way that you can get maybe some type of a Black Lives Matter person on your show so we can all ask him or her that question?
Well, I'd love to get this guy that one of the leaders in Atlanta that got arrested, you know, putting money down on a home and buying clothes and guns with the money made for Black Lives Matter, because they actually set up a GoFundMe page. So that was interesting. Or I'd like to talk to the person who actually rammed a crowd of pro-Trump supporters because they wanted to become a martyr. You know, I don't think even they know what they're going for, Mark. Because it's the higher up echelon that are the Marxists who are pushing this. You know, these kids out here in Carson City, and I call them kids because they are, they don't know squat. They don't know what they're supporting.
Well, maybe we should ask them that question. Maybe that's where it should all start is, if Black Lives Matter as much as they say they do, why are they killing themselves at such a high rate around the United States? Because it's pretty scary. 45 shootings in Chicago last weekend alone, not one white person was involved.
Yeah.
Not one white person. Not one Hispanic person was involved. This is black against black. Why? Why? If
you know
they matter
the white,
so much, why are they doing this?
You know where the white people were involved? The white people were involved in the marches and the protests and the riots because they're all 20-something white liberal hacks that don't know anything about life. Look at the pictures.
Okay, well,
I mean,
as soon as Black Lives Matter is done using those people, they'll turn against the white kids that are doing that too, and then they'll learn the hard way.
Exactly. And, you know, sorry, but that's how you learn. That's how you learn.
But I was just wondering if there's a, I mean, I think there's some kind of an office or something in Reno, Nevada that that's owned by Black Lives Matter. I was just wondering if maybe you might be able to get a hold of somebody and have them on your show so that we can ask them some questions.
I will put my producer on it right now. I will put him on it and see what we can get. Because, yeah, we have an office here in Reno. We've got an office in Carson City. That's the thing. We've also got Antifa groups.
Maybe you can get three or four of them in so we can ask all three or four of them that question, because I think that's where it's got to start right there. If you guys are going to murder yourselves, you ain't got much respect for anybody. Children, women, white people, your own black people, it doesn't matter. You have no respect for them at all.
Babies, yeah. They're falling in to the whole concept of eugenics. So, Mark, thank you so much for the call. And we will actually get on that, see if anybody takes the bite and joins us. One more thing for Black Lives Matter here. This is coming from Miguel this morning. The BLM movement says that they give back to black communities. But in reality, on their page, their top two donations are to white men. No surprise, it is the Sanders and Biden campaign. Thank you so much, Miguel. All right, let's get into local politics. Let's do this. Thank you so much to Eileen. This is an email from Eileen this morning. I'm looking through my sample ballot and reading through the questions. I'm stuck on question four. I don't understand what the new section added to the voting rights would mean. The explanation is vague, and I can't decipher a difference between the pros and cons. The yes section only says add a new section, and it doesn't explain what that is. I do not feel comfortable voting for an updated voting if I don't know what that new section means. Can you point me to where to go figure it out, what it is they are proceeding with a decision without understanding? I know you went over the ballot yesterday, but I just went over candidates, Eileen, so I hadn't gone over any of the ballot questions yet. Ballot four, if you haven't seen this, this is a ballot question for the entire state because it is amending the Nevada Constitution. First off, anything, in my opinion, again, this is my opinion, that goes to amend the Nevada Constitution, I automatically vote no on. I just vote no on it. If it's something that you feel is so important, then let's drag it out for a little while and have the conversations, not be vague. That's why everything is done through the law. And if you'll notice, anything that has to do with the law, bills, amendments, They're always written vaguely. So people can interpret it. Judges can interpret it. Either way. All right. We already have voting laws in our Constitution. The ballot measure would amend the Nevada Constitution by providing an enumerated list of voting rights guaranteed to all qualified and registered voters in the state, similar to the enumerated list of voting rights currently protected by existing statutes. Specifically, each voter would be guaranteed the constitutional right to, and then it lists what they want enumerated. These are all making sense, yes. Vote without being intimidated, threatened, or coerced. But there's one here that just kind of stands out to me, jumps out at me, that why do we need this? Well, actually, there's a couple. Return a spoiled ballot and receive a replacement ballot. And also request assistance in voting if needed. Well, if you're handicapped, that should be doable. The thing that got me as I was going through this, you have to always read. Always read to the bottom. Okay? The arguments for passage comes from Protect Voters' Rights. This is an organization. Protect free, fair, and variable elections. So, I just searched Protect Voters' Rights. This is a highly liberal organization that they talk about the integrity of our elections. Just like everything else, we have integrity. We have rules in place. They just need to be enforced. Again, I go back to, if it's vague, if it changes the Nevada Constitution, then no. Especially when it's not really being talked about this close to an election, this close to passing these measures. Just vote no. Let's go back to the talk. Eileen, I hope that helped. But again, that's just my opinion. Do a little bit more research for yourself on this group, Protect Voters' Rights. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Monroe this morning. Monroe wants to talk about, oh, we lost Monroe. Okay. Let's go to Neil, who wants to talk about America First. Hi, Neil.
Hi. All the Democrats and all Joe Biden and Obama and Bill, they are all voting like no Korea, Syria, and not the voting believes in, and Russia, and they need, and Ukraine and all the people, and they need to stop being all tough guy and tough guy this and the bullies, and have the good people, the superheroes like you and me, stand up and stop voting and get and get more votes. And like Democrats only had 2%. Let's have Democrats have 2% and everybody else have more. And I love to do a thing on what's his name? Bernie Sanders. It's what if he was president during 9/11? It's 1%, the 1%, and they are the same deed. What did they do to us? They're the same people. They're the same people.
Yeah.
You know,
Neil,
what he would say in 9/11.
Yeah. Neil, thank you so much for the call. And you're absolutely right there. Remember, Bernie Sanders spent his honeymoon in Russia. He is a hardcore communist Marxist. And he's just thankful that he has been able to see this movement go as far as it has. I mean, now he has AOC to carry on the torch, the Green New Deal, the total communism, complete government takeover. They've been spoon-feeding it to us for decades, and now it's time. But that communism is also being pushed in other countries around the world. This isn't just an American issue. That's why the rest of the world is looking to us and looking to our elections and loving Donald Trump, because they don't want this communism in their countries either. But America is the big dog. We are the ones who keep freedom. You know, I don't look at it as the world police anymore. I look at it as just the world looking to us to uphold their freedoms as well. These endless wars, they got to stop. Because all we have to do is focus on this country's freedom, and the Chinas and the North Koreas and the Russias and the Irans, they will fall. The communist nations will not be able to take over. Because it's still, I know, you think I'm a freak, but if you start to do your own research and investigate this, it's all tied together. The central bank system runs it all. And who runs the central bank system? Okay? It's the Rockefellers. It's the Rothschilds. It's not Soros's. He's a mid-level player. He just has money. Okay? It's the people above that. And it is all for one world order to have control over you. Monroe, hang on the line. I got to talking to Neil too long, so we'll be back right after this with Monroe wants to talk about the police. Right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monroe, thank you so much for hanging on the line. What are your thoughts on police?
Well, first of all, Monica, I want to say thank you very much for putting the truth out there. And first of all, I'd like to say that I grew up without a father, so that's one point. Second point, I'm a two-time felon. Went to prison twice in Texas, one for drugs, one for DUI. My career as a law-breaking citizen is over, thank goodness, but it took me a long time to learn. You know, it's like if the cop stops you, give him your ID, do as he says, you're not going to die. You're not going to get shot. It may suck that you might have to spend some time in the slammer, but it's better than being 6 foot under. So that's what I wanted to say about people that are, you know, dodging the cops and running away from them. The cops are doing their duty, especially if you have a weapon, they're going to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot for me to say that, being, you know, a convicted felon twice. Also, I'd like to point out that there is a major disconnect with the police. I've been watching the YouTube videos about these auditors that go out, And some of them, they egg on the police, and some of them don't. But sometimes you get those police that are squirrely, and they just get so frustrated. So that's one thing we need to end, is those bad apples out there that don't respect your rights and just want to, you know, put you in handcuffs right away because they're on camera. So there is a disconnect that I see. Maybe, you know, it's not the best thing to watch all those YouTube videos, but it's live, they're on camera, and they go crazy over a camera.
Monroe, I've hit against a hard break. I got to let you go, but I tell you, you are on the straight and narrow. Stay there and do not let your past dictate your future. God bless, Monroe.